Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Ches, Sanhedrin 8a, pagination is 15. We'll start on the facing page. A number of lessons regarding the relationship of the Dayan, the judge, and the people. So the first one, interestingly enough, counting up on Zayin Amid Beis, about 13 lines, at the end of a line, Mani Chenvasoi, the tools of the trade for a person who's on the court, Makol, a stick, Uritsua, and a strap, Vishufra, and a chauffeur, Vesandala, and a special type of shoe. So the stick is to hit people who don't obey the ruling. The strap is also to reprimand people. The shofar, Rashi says, is if you need to put someone in cherem to excommunicate them. And the sandala is the chalitza shoe. So it's interesting that of the tools of the trade that are described here for a judge, three out of four are that the Dayan has to understand his leadership role in the community, and that sometimes he's going to issue a ruling that's going to meet resistance, and he's going to have to stand up to that resistance and enforce it and say no. There's a personality that's required to emerge here to enforce the ruling. If we were asked, I think we would expect more items to be listed that are just ritual type items. The sandal, the special shoe for chalitza, so that's the only one out of the four that's being listed here. The shofar is not the shofar for Rosh Hashanah. It's the shofar to make a declaration that someone's not obeying Beis Din. And it does seem to be a very important message that many people entering the field of leadership in the Jewish people are focused more on the role of teaching or the role of servicing or the role of scholarship. And the description of tools of the trade, three out of four, is the developing of a personality who can lead, who can tell people when they're doing wrong. Continuing in the Gemara, the Pasuk says, one line later, Shamoa ben achechem u'shefatetem, you should hear between your brothers, and then you should judge. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Azhar lebezdin shelo yishma divrei ba'al din kodem sheyovo ba'al din chaveru. A bezdin, a judge, is not allowed to hear the case, the claims, from one of them without the other litigant being present. And it's viewed as falsehood, because invariably, when someone does not have the other litigant present, he frames things the way he understands them, and there's no one to do the rebuttal on his description of what developed. The Chafetz Chaim says that that's part of the problem of Lashon Hara, that when you malign somebody, and that somebody is not present, even without the rebuttal, just the fact that they're present causes the presenter to present differently because he knows he can be contradicted. And therefore, a judge is not allowed to hear the case from one of them. He can't cross-examine the litigants separately because he's not getting true claims. They have to be in the presence of one another. As a result, the claim is only made in a more vague manner. Basically, what are you claiming? And that we're able to put together the court case. Both litigants are the same date in front of the judges, and then they do their actual claims. Three lines up from the bottom of the page, Lo sakiru panim bamishpat. The judge is not allowed to recognize people in judgment. Not allowed to recognize them for good, that he's friendly with them. He's not allowed to recognize them for bad, that he has a disrapport with them. Ushpazichne de Rav, the host of Rav, someone who hosted Rav, maybe on an ongoing basis, maybe on a particular occasion, but this man hosted Rav. Also lekamei ledino, he came in for a judgment. Omar lo, and he said to him, Lav ushpazichniat, aren't you the guest? Omar lo in, sure, yes. Omar le, dina isli, I have a judgment that I need to be done. Amale, and Rav said, Pasil nalach ledina. I'm invalid to do the judgment based on your coming in that manner. People cross paths over time. People do favors to other people. That doesn't necessarily invalidate a person to be a judge. But if you're going to invoke it as you come in, Rashi says, she's kartani tovasecha. You reminded me of the goodness. You invoked it. Omale Rav l'Rav Kana. So Rav motioned to Rav Kana, pok daine, you do the judgment, you take care of it, because I can't. Chazi davaka goispe. Rav Kana saw that this host continued to be very proud of himself, and he felt that no harm can befall him because he's got an in with Rav. Amalei, Rav Kana set him straight and said, Itzaisa tzaisa, if you listen is good. Straighten yourself out, how you present, how you conduct, how you accept. Ve'ilo, and if not, mafikno lach Rav me'oneich, I'm going to remove Rav from any power that you have, which the Mefarshim say he was threatening to put a degree of cherem, of nidui, of excommunication on this person because of his behavior, which would force him to be separate from Rav and assure everybody that Rav was not going to intervene on his behalf, and therefore they would have a clean, honest court case. The Gemara continues, Kakotan kagodol tishma'un. You should hear the cases, whether they be small or big. Amar Rish Lakish says, Sheyechaviv alecha din shapruta kedin shameya, that it should be dear to you, the court case of a small amount, like the court case of 100 of a large amount. L'may hilchasa, what do you mean by that? Ilema le'iyune be'yum ifsikei, if you mean that they should have integrity in the judgment, and they should analyze it sufficiently. Peshitta, that's obvious. We have a rule. Din pruta kedin meya, stealing is stealing. What's the difference if it's a small amount or a big amount? Ela la'akdume, when it comes to prioritizing, the Bezdin should recognize that kakotan kagodol tishma'on, they're equal in Hashem's eyes. What you are doing is a court case of honesty, and it makes no difference how much money is involved. Lo saguru mipnei ish, ki amishpat lelokim hu. You should not be afraid of anyone, because judgment belongs to Hashem. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Rav Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, explained Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying as follows. Lo dayon lo rishoyim shenot lo mizem mamon v'nostim lo zeh shalo kedin. It's not enough that people, wicked people, are judging falsely because lo saguru mipnei ish, because they were being afraid of people, and therefore they were judging incorrectly. Ki amishpot lelokim hu, that's the reason you have to be extra careful and not be intimidated, because matrichim osi la'achse mamon lebailov, because Hashem says, if you judge incorrectly, I have to go ahead and orchestrate that the money should be returned to the person who deserves it. And you're putting me out. Why are you inconveniencing me to try to set things straight? You were the judges. You were supposed to be my arm in the world. And you were supposed to judge a correct judgment. V'adavar asher yiksha mikem, the things that will be hard for you, Moshe says, as he creates the judicial process and the judges empowering people, he says the hard ones are going to come to Moshe. That was spoken improperly. As a result, it was a case that Moshe did not know the ruling and he had to stall. He had to say, I'm going to bring it in front of Hashem. The Gemara continues and says, Maskif, that's not true. Moshe didn't do anything wrong. And the reason that he had to bring it in front of Hashem was the zchus of the Benos Tzalavchad, and nothing bad happened here. But I mention it as a highlight of the daf, because even if Moshe didn't do anything wrong, but it remains a lesson that if a judge would do that, he would claim to be a know-it-all. He would claim to be able to arbitrate everything. That would be improper. The Gemara initially thinks that Moshe slipped and then retracts and says, Maskiv, no, it's not true. But either way, as far as lessons go, that would be a poor behavior. Person should recognize, as people generally do, as they're put in positions of authority, that they don't know everything and that they're quite vulnerable. And it's usually the person before he's given responsibility who's the one who thinks that he's capable of solving all the problems. Finally, midway on the page, another excerpt of the daf, in the name of Rabbi Simlai, Azhara Litzibu Shetayim Azdayin Aleyem, there's a statement of warning given on the public that they should fear, they should revere the judge, respect him, Vazhara Ledayin Sheyispal Asatzibur, and there's a special warning to the judge that he's going to have to shoulder the responsibility of the public. Sometimes it doesn't go easy, sometimes it's not simple, and he's there to service them in their quest to come closer to Hashem, and sometimes when they deviate, to set them straight. But he has to deal with the problems, and that received a special warning, a special attention to achieve it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.